Every business faces challenges. Whether you need more space, a better location, or a little more curb appeal, a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, can help you find the right place to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
Your Money Briefing. Money and Market Stories from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Google bans advertising for cryptocurrencies. We'll have details on that in a moment, but first, here are some money items you need to know. From the Wall Street Journal Money Beat team, President Trump's decision to fire Secretary of State Rex Tillerson could tilt the balance of U.S. foreign policy against major oil producers Iran and Venezuela, thereby boosting oil prices. That's the word from industry analysts. And the White House's move to replace Tillerson with CIA Director Mike Pompeo could spell the end for the 2015 international agreement to curb Iran's nuclear program. If the U.S. were to exit that deal, it would likely result in the reimposition of economic sanctions on Iran that would limit its oil exports and reduce global supply. Lawmakers in Washington have proposed adding a provision to a bank deregulation bill that would require mortgage finance giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to consider credit scores beyond FICO scores for determining a mortgage applicant's credit worthiness. Fannie and Freddie backed nearly half of all U.S. mortgage dollars originated in 2017, and FICO remains the dominant score for U.S. consumer lending. It also has a big hold on mortgage-related business because its score is the only one lenders can currently use for mortgages they plan to sell to Fannie and Freddie. And the Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street team says we should expect consumer spending to pick up. Retail sales weakened for the third month in a row in February, but that lull could have been brought on after a burst in replacement goods spending that followed a series of strong hurricanes late last summer. Heard on the Street's Justin Lehart says job market strength and fatter paychecks should begin to push retail sales higher through 2018. You're listening to Your Money Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We'd like to know more about you, our listeners, and your thoughts on our podcasts. Head to wsj.com/survey and help us improve our podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Google has joined the list of tech companies that have banned ads for cryptocurrencies and other speculative financial products on its advertising platforms. Wall Street Journal tech reporter Douglas McMillan joins us from our San Francisco bureau to discuss. So, Douglas, cryptocurrencies have become very popular, and there are probably plenty of opportunities for advertising. But that popularity has raised lots of problems and raised lots of eyebrows among online sites.
Yeah, there are more and more ads for what's called initial coin offerings across the web that are basically advertisements for companies who are unproven startups who raise funds by selling digital currency that is usually cryptocurrency. These are risky investments, and more people from regulators to us in the press, to a lot of experts out there in the world are, you know, saying that these could potentially pose a consumer harm to people. So this is one more step. Google is one of the largest advertising companies on the web, and it's coming forward and saying, you know, it's going to ban advertisements for cryptocurrency across its ad network on the web. So it potentially it will, you know, help protect consumers from, you know, losing their retirement account betting on Bitcoin.
Now, Google's ban takes effect in June. You know, the scammers that are behind these ads have become particularly adept at employing a tactic known as cryptojacking to trick web surfers. Can you just explain what that is?
Yeah, this is a particularly scary incarnation of cryptocurrency ads. It's actually more of a form of hacking. And what it is in order to create cryptocurrency like a Bitcoin or Ethereum, you need to harness a lot of computing power. So hackers have found a way to insert lines of code in websites sometimes, and sometimes even in advertisements, that simply by looking at that line of code or looking at that advertisement on a website, a hacker can get control of your computing power and use that to mine for cryptocurrency. So it's a pretty surprising way of generating new cryptocurrency that is becoming, you know, not widespread, but a little bit more prevalent. And Google said it's begun blocking those ads that it finds on the web.
And Google has been hot on the trail of these ads for a while. It says that last year it tried to remove about 130 million of them. And they do this for ads that violate its policies. And 130 million is a very small percentage of the number of ads they actually have on their site.
One way to look at Google's announcement today is they are creating a new category of types of ads that are banned that will join other ad bans they have, such as they don't allow you to advertise weapons, or they don't allow you to advertise counterfeit goods or substances they see as dangerous, such as recreational drugs. So Google, which is, you know, again, one of the largest online advertising company, can, you know, move the market in the direction that it wants. It can effectively play regulator over, you know, what types of ads, you know, many, many people on the internet see. And it has determined now that, you know, risky financial products like cryptocurrency are one more potentially dangerous ad that it doesn't want, you know, people to show on its network of ads.
And they've had a particular problem with ads that are appearing on YouTube, which Google also owns.
Yeah, that crypto jacking, the ability for hackers to control your computing power, one of the most prominent cases was actually in January. Google said that ads on YouTube were enabling hackers to do that crypto jacking. Crypto jacking is not particularly a widespread, prominent use of, you know, this format of advertising, but when hackers were able to put that line of code in YouTube ads, it was able to reach a lot of people really quickly.
And Google isn't the only online platform that has banned cryptocurrency ads.
That's right. Google is following in the footsteps of Facebook here, which is the other largest online advertising company, who said in January something very similar, that they were planning on blocking cryptocurrency-related ads. So we now have, you know, very powerful duopoly of the largest online advertising companies making a very strong play against cryptocurrency ads, which are kind of still in this gray zone for a lot of people. The SEC, the U.S. securities regulator, has started to move in the direction of doing more regulation of cryptocurrency. But here we have an example of, you know, two of the largest online advertising companies making a stand first and saying, hey, we're going to put our foot down. We're not going to allow any more of these ads, particularly things for things like that are risky, like initial coin offerings.
All right. That's tech reporter Douglas McMillan joining us from our San Francisco bureau. Doug, thanks for being with us.
Thanks a lot.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.